Forse ho capito male, dovete scusarmi, però mi sembra che una volta tu hai detto che il bodhicitta e la responsabilità universale sono la stessa cosa, cioè io chiamo bodhicitta responsabilità universale, però poi hai anche detto che sulla base della responsabilità universale sviluppo bodhicitta, cioè
hai capito male.
Ho capito male, però sì, però allora bodhicitta e responsabilità universale non sono
lassam.
No, in italiano, scusa, io adesso parlo italiano così tutti lo sentono.
So the question is about bodhicitta being universal responsibility. And it seems like it was said before that bodhicitta is the universal responsibility, but then today we're talking about universal responsibility being the base for the bodhicitta. And Fabrizio said, no, you probably didn't understand correctly. It was about laksam, the altruistic intention, that would be the cause for the bodhicitta to arise.
L'Aksam di Nambi di Egyptology di straordinari etici, special etici di Lavio e Va, di Medioia di Universal Responsibility di Giulio. Universal Responsibility da sentire di ci pare la Girves, di ci pare la Masons, di Gelavian, sentire.
So we spoke about renunciation in bodhicitta, and for these two to be real and uncontrived, to be fully in full capacity, these two should be induced with the wisdom that realizes emptiness. Otherwise, there's no way to liberate from samsara. If we have renunciation in bodhicitta, but without this realization of emptiness, we still lack the ability of being liberated and being free from our afflictive emotions and obscurations. So we need a thorough understanding or a true realization of emptiness. And also without it, we can see that we can't help ourselves to to liberate from samsara, but we also will not be able to help other sentient beings to be liberated and to attain enlightenment. Therefore, the quality that we need to generate is not only renunciation and bodhicitta, but the right view or the wisdom that realizes emptiness correctly.
La corretta comprensione della vacuità, per cui questa diventa come anche questo stesso terzo aspetto principale del sentiero, è come la base, il fondamento, ciò che sostiene anche gli altri due, l'immersione definitiva e la mente dell'illuminazione. Il nostro
So now Rinpoche mentioned the verse number 9, and I'll read it. Even though you familiarize yourself with renunciation and the mind of enlightenment, you will not be able to cut the root of existence without the wisdom realizing the mode of abiding. Therefore, put effort into the methods for realizing dependent relations. So this is the explanation that Rinpoche has already given. So when we speak about emptiness, it's a unique quality of the texts that are written by Lama Tsongkhapa, that interdependent origination or interdependent arising is closely connected and almost a synonym to emptiness. Therefore, in the verse number 9, he says, instead of saying that one should realize emptiness, he says, therefore, put effort into the methods for realizing dependent relation.
Anche se sono coltivate l'immersione definitiva e la mente dell'illuminazione, non si potrà tagliare la radice dell'esistenza. Ciò che taglia la radice dell'esistenza è la realizzazione diretta della vacuità, giusto? Però non vediamo menzione diretta della parola vacuità. Per cui tu dice, perciò, per ottenere questo, impegnati nel modo per realizzare l'origine interdipendente o l'origine dipendente. Per cui ogni volta che si parla della vacuità, Rinpoche enfatizza, sottolinea nelle sue spiegazioni il sorgere dipendente, l'interdipendenza. Per cui noi dobbiamo capire qual è la relazione fra questi due, sorgere dipendente e vacuità.
Non so.
When one reflects about the emptiness, if one hasn't studied before, it naturally comes to the mind that emptiness means nothingness. And if we think that in relation to the I, there is no I or there is no self at all, with such a view can turn into nihilistic view, and that is a mistake because there are two types of views that are nihilistic, thinking that there is nothing, and the opposite of it, thinking that I is solid and unchangeable. Therefore, emptiness shouldn't be mistaken with nothingness.
So when we
speak about selflessness. There are two types of selflessness, of person and phenomena. And the concept that we have in our mind, and that a concept comes naturally, as we've spoken about self-grasping being of two types, kuntak and lenkia, or imputed and naturally reason. So the concept that we have is when problems come, we feel this very strong innate sense of I. So our task is to check what this I is. So we have to see where this I is, what exactly it is. When we say that I'm ill, I'm cold, I'm happy, I'm unhappy, our task is to find what this I is that experiences illness, cold, happiness, and so on. In Heart Sutra, it said that there is no eye, no ear, no nose, and so on. Also, no feeling, no consciousness. And every other phenomena, it said that there is no, but we shouldn't understand it as being completely non-existent and fall into the extreme of nothingness. But rather remember that while we're searching for the I, we can notice that there is nothing to pinpoint at. We have the feeling of innate I, but there is nothing to pinpoint. And therefore, we can neither say that there is nothing, nor we can say that there is a solid I. So the truth lies in between, and therefore we shouldn't fall into the extremes. And we should simply meditate on the fact of not finding this I within the five aggregates. This is very important. This is the actual meditation that we should do when we reflect on emptiness. Simply not finding this I within five aggregates. And when we search through each of the five aggregates, we can see that we don't find anything there. And as Rinpoche mentioned, that there is no common locus. It's a bit of a technical term. A common locus between not finding anything and finding something solid. So there is, we can't say that there is nothing, and we can't say that there is something. So we need to go the middle way between those two extremes and simply meditate on the fact of not finding. And from beginningless time, we all have the traces or latencies of having this inherently existent I, which is not true and which is something that we have to meditate on not finding this I. So we should try our best to do this meditation, this type of meditation, and stay in this equanimity, meditative equanimity on not finding the I within five aggregates as long as we can. So this is the actual practice of meditation on emptiness.
Ecco, in quell'assenza fai rimanere la mente e la concentri più a lungo possibile, ok? Questo c'è. Il peccato non la rinuncia. Lei chiede altro.
Tatti, ne... ci sono... 但你不能怕就没必要没必要人家但是人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢那个人心有什么呢
So we shouldn't be mistaken with those two extreme views of nothingness and solidity. We can't say that emptiness is nothingness, and we can take the example of a space. Space is not nothingness, right? Space is something, but we can't say that it's not empty at the same time. So this is something to think about. And when we're meditating on emptiness of self or person, we can see that within the five aggregates of a person, there is nothing solid that we can find that can be called an I. And we should make this analysis while we're having or while we're experiencing the feelings of happiness or suffering or any other situation in our life, because it helps us as a support to check where this I is that experiences the suffering or happiness. And we can see clearly after a thorough investigation that such an eye is just an illusion or a dream. It's a little bit difficult to check, and that's why we need again and again analyze the actions that we're doing. What is the, how the actions are produced, how the things that result from these actions are produced. And we can see that phenomena do not exist from their own side. After we do such an analysis, we can see that they arise in dependence on certain actions and certain conditions and causes. If we talk about the car, for example, it's a very easy example. What is a car? Can the car be without wheels? Can the car, can the thing can be called a car without an engine? Or all together with wheels, engine, body of the car, and other details, we call this aggregation a car. Therefore, it's important to understand that the aggregation of details, independence of such an aggregation, phenomena arise. Likewise, self arises independence on the five aggregates, but not within any of them, not within all of them, but rather independence on them.
Allora qual è la macchina? Il dubbio, diciamo il dilemma più grosso avviene nell'ambito di del pensare che è l'insieme è la macchina. Infatti c'è parecchio dibattito su questo. Alcune scuole filosofiche buddiste dicono che l'insieme è la macchina, altre dicono che l'insieme non è la macchina. E lì c'è parecchio da pensare. Perché se dici dico macchina sulla base dell'insieme, c'è già un rapporto di dipendenza. Se l'insieme fosse la macchina, non hai bisogno di dire macchina in dipendenza dell'insieme, perché l'insieme stesso è già la macchina, per esempio. Per cui, vedete, questa cosa indipendenza, esistere in dipendenza, non indipendente, indipendente, dipendendo, è estremamente importante comprendere questo passaggio. Che cosa vuol dire l'esistenza dipendendo? Che dipende? In dipendenza. Lo so. Ci tungo. Aspetta un attimo, allora una signora ha appena alzato la mano prima di te. Se facciamo le domande. Tanta di...
There will be a question.
Adesso stavo seguendo un altro filone che comunque la mia mente mi porta a fare tante domande, mi chiedo scusa maestro. In poche parole, io volevo capire un attimino il discorso per quanto riguarda la piena consapevolezza di quello che tutto ci circonda e di perché esistiamo, che comunque la mia domanda è che comunque è molto difficile perdersi tutti i meandri della mente e l'attenzione al presente di quello che viviamo e di come ci comportiamo e tutto, proprio la presenza nell'attimo costante non ci porta a una profonda conoscenza di noi stessi e perciò avere più strumenti per agire con, come posso dire, con più coscienza, più conoscenza e avvicinarsi anche alla saggezza.
It's a little bit difficult to turn into Tibetan because it's one's own thinking. So there are many different thoughts that I have and to doubt. Every moment, through mindfulness and remembering as much as I can, if I do through mindfulness as much as I can, improving one's mind, and will I be able to improve my mind through continuous mindfulness and remembering? So mindfulness is very important, especially while one starts meditating, but it's something that one should also generate before the actual meditation. And first of all, we need to be attentive about every moment and see how all phenomena are impermanent and meditate on such an impermanence. Then see what is this I, what exactly this I is, the self, and whether my feeling or understanding or concept of this I goes in accordance with the reality. So before engaging in meditation and trying to be mindful, we should also make our mind more stable and gain understanding of how the reality exists. So this goes in stages. First we understand what the reality is, then we check that every moment, every phenomena is impermanent. Through that we can keep ourselves mindful, and that would be a basis for meditation.
Questa entità è un po' come se c'è un ladro, devo riconoscere chi è per poterlo prendere. Se non so chi è il ladro, vado a caso, non riesco ad afferrare quella persona. Nello stesso modo adesso quello che stai cercando di riconoscere questa natura, questo io, per poterlo comprendere. Ok? Per cui siamo a quel punto.
Sì, volevo chiedere, generalmente quando si danno spiegazioni sulla vita, eccetera, si utilizza alcune volte il termine origine dipendente o origine interdipendente. Volevo chiedere se c'è una differenza tra questi due termini, o se so, si intende sempre la stessa cosa.
La tua domanda è su questi due termini, Tenjun e Tendren. Ok, è diverso. Tenjun e tenge, o di quando dice che tu tengiunzi se segni ci orva, quindi tengiunzi se segni orva, che poi orve è?
Allora,
so the question is about in Tibetan it's Tenjung and Tenjel. In English, I can say it's maybe interdependent arising and interdependence or something like dependent origination. And Rinpoche says they're all the same, they're synonyms. Apart from, of course, every term has slightly different explanation, that's why it's different from another, but in general they're used as synonyms.
Invece vuol dire relazione dipendente, non necessariamente sorge, ma per esistere in quel modo dipende da quella, dalla relazione con quell'altro, ok? Per cui in tibetano, Franco, tu che sai tibetano, si dice muoci dal dopatale, vuol dire stessa natura, isolati diversi.
It's the same nature, but different isolates. Like in technical language, we can say that these two are one being dependent arising, the other one interdependent relation.
Nyongwa, 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 nyongwa,
Quindi adesso stiamo guardando questo terzo aspetto principale del sentiero, che è la corretta comprensione della vacuità. Dobbiamo considerare questo soggetto.
So we've been speaking about emptiness a lot, but we need to be quite careful about that, because in order to understand the subject well and correctly, we need to engage in discussions and we need to study it properly. And His Holiness Dalai Lama has done a lot in order to present this topic to the Westerners through opening the Buddhist view, through opening the Buddhist science to Western public. And Buddhist science includes mind and mental factors, or explanation on particles and other topics which are very interesting for scientists. They like comparing it with quantum physics. But also the view on emptiness is very important. Therefore, one should also study tenets and how the view of the four schools in Tibetan Buddhism how the view arises in those four schools, and what view is correct and what is not. And when we discuss the emptiness in reliance on our own experience, it can be difficult because our experience can not necessarily be in accordance with the reality. And if we take the meditation on emptiness seriously and our studies seriously, then we need to do Buddhist practice. If we don't have a teacher who has realization of emptiness, and if we don't rely on Dharma that describes the emptiness and provides the means and methods to discuss the emptiness from different angles and get to the single-pointed understanding of what it is, then there is a danger of having mistakes in that and falling into mistaken view.
Il momento in cui cominci a analizzare te stesso sulla tua esperienza, come esiste, dov'è questo sé, come esiste questo sé, come pare, diventa un fatto piuttosto complicato. Per cui a quel punto, per il proprio sviluppo personale, per comprendere bene queste cose, dobbiamo basarci su delle spiegazioni impeccabili insegnate da insegnanti impeccabili rispetto a questo tipo di analisi, ok?
Ci sono tanta sangue giubile di chi tutte ci sono cose ne ha rotte c'è le sangue male tale sangue tale con il ciao di sangue tava delle ya giubile di rani che tacchi va tutti i cinque indi ani ha di giù lo dà sangue tuane ani Kasa tamen sun, tamen debele yan chara sun. Tene maa jine tongbani sun. Tongbani sun zeb shule yan, tongbani debele chara zi yewa che che tene, manzui tanda, ta, uma le khasore, shita mo to deba, ane sem zamba, ane uma ba, uma ba debele ya, ta, ane kurani tata jiga, tongbani yi, deme li shi zi niye chung che, ane, jigi, ane,
Right.
tadi umatin gibi davati yanta da tava jabi dus hani ve çada sonu dus çiçe tence yugi suhe yağagi teo mabili tada da buda poli data hani tada suhe buda poli tada yata tada lögen indenci yugi gönzu nanci ta o tide sonca tide son bu dita pe pe çada nanci
Per esempio,
for example, in terms of four tenets, and here we talk about the view of Buddhism and not the conduct, Buddha himself was skillful and had great compassion. Therefore, he presented the Dharma in a very wise manner. So he mentioned about selflessness of persons and phenomena, both being subtle on a subtle and gross level, as well as emptiness itself has two levels of subtle and gross. And in terms of the four tenets, the last tenet, that is Madhyamika, is divided into Svatantrika and Prasangika. And such Indian scholars like Buddhapalita and others, they made a lot of effort and they checked thoroughly through debating how the view of Madhyamika Svatantrika is not the ultimate one, and rather Madhyamika Prasangika view is the correct one. And if we do not do such a thorough analysis, there is a danger of falling into a wrong view, and that can harm us a lot. So we should be very careful in our studies.
Sono veramente esistenti quel tipo di spiegazione per i Madhyamika Svatantrika è nichilista. Per loro quello vuol dire che il fenomeno non esiste per niente, per loro i Prasangika cadono nel nichilismo. Ecco perché ci sono stati anche tantissimi dibattiti e testi che sono scaturiti da questi diversi pensieri filosofici nell'India, anche con dei grandi maestri, per esempio Buddhapalita, questo grande maestro che per primo ha commentato il fondamento della saggezza di Nagarjuna. Ecco che sulla base di questo suo commento, che rispecchia completamente la visione prasangica, Baba Viveka, che è stato un altro grande maestro, ha composto un altro testo per rifiutare completamente quel modo di spiegare, perché in accordo lui era per lui è nichilista. Per cui queste sono, se volete veramente addentrarvi e comprendere bene il significato del sogge dipendente della vacuità, è necessario studiare e capire queste differenze, studiare e capire questi maestri e le loro spiegazioni, per non errare, no?
Dijitu ba, ti chi la chi e jin cha bi yang li ya ti na a she lu chi ji la ka si an te ne jin bi yang gi lo ma zu li ya ani ta ta ma ni ko chi ji shu song ji ni ji gi de chi chi bi kyen chi chi ge ni de chi xia de an ya de an ta ma de pa wa ran jo yi ma an pa wa ran jo gi tong ma ni de chi ji su ju tong ma ni de chi chi gi tā tōngba nye rīshī jīr shīgī kī shī kī kēne sūngyū mē rīshī tū hā dēr kāpī yā ān tēne jābē yāng kī tā kērāng zhōng wī shū rīshī kī yōng sū dē tōngba nye mūnyē jī wā dīr yās rāngjō kā rāngjī kī sūngyāng kā kē sūngyāng kā rīshī hā hā rīshī chī 파바람주 예수님께서도 파제티 또 동맹이 동맹이 문이 체인지 냠샤 나갔다도 있네 제도 그만다고 비자를 가고야 아주 많아 지 주스 차사 접지 지금도 딱 군초 세트 한다 지 주미 나가지 대바지 통해서 주거든 샤바지 통해도 주마지 통해 주니 디디 준비 나가지 시작되죠. 남산 송규 매버지 하영규 제자가 아니 잠배한 게 어떻게 봐봐 그런 좀 하고 있어 송송대 남주 남주디 대다스디 동만이 송야지 남주 동만이 대스
per cui mi sono dimenticato di dire
some meditation and explanation of emptiness is not enough, even if we're explained in a very good way and seems like the teacher has no doubts about it. Still, we need our own experience in understanding and realization of emptiness. Otherwise, there will be no certainty about the emptiness of self and phenomena. And there is a story from one sutra. Probably it's the Sutra of Vajrakata, but I'm not sure. There was Manjushi who was talking through the Buddha's blessing, and he was explaining the emptiness in a detailed way, and all of the disciples were listening very attentively, but there was one Arya being that felt that everything is like an illusion. So he was meditating on the words of Manjushri. And so Manjushri, seeing how this Arya being realized what emptiness is, said that this type of realization is correct. So this is something how you should listen to the teachings like that, applying into your own practice and seeing that all the phenomena are just like illusion.
Dice niente, rimane in silenzio. E solo a lui Manjushri dice: ecco, questa è la spiegazione corretta della vacuità. Questa è la spiegazione corretta. Perché? Perché dici così? Che in realtà nel momento in cui sei assorbito correttamente in quello che è l'assorbimento che è come lo spazio, e dopo nel passaggio successivo che si chiama l'ottenimento successivo, quando esci da questo assorbimento, la tua mente che si è abituata in quel momento a quella verità ultima di mancanza, assenza di vera esistenza, nell'ottenimento successivo di nuovo i fenomeni appaiono come se avessero una propria natura, quando prima hai visto che questa natura è completamente assente, e allora come rimani, come senza parole. l'ottenimento successivo si chiama l'assorbimento meditativo, che è come lo spazio, e l'ottenimento successivo, che è come un'illusione. Ovvero sia, in quel momento ecco che il significato di convenzionale, che in tibetano è kunzo, che vuol dire completamente falso, kunzo, su due parole vuol dire kun, vuol dire completamente, zo vuol dire falso. Ecco come che questa convenzionalità, così come la spiega Chandrakirti, appare completamente falsa, illusoria, per cui è come inspiegabile dalle parole. Ecco che in quel momento Subhuti, non rispondendo direttamente, non proferendo nessuna parola, quello che ci dice, questo è il significato. Per cui nel questo che cosa vuol dire? Vuol dire l'importanza di portare la propria
this quality of realization of emptiness arises through a good understanding and studies with a proper teacher. And at first it seems to be unimaginable and very difficult even to think about how self and phenomena are empty from inherent existence, but Rinpoche mentioned a verse. Unfortunately, I didn't grasp the meaning. The verse is about the emptiness. It's something that we recite quite often during the teachings, apparently. And by reflecting on this verse, one can gradually understand and think about the emptiness. And His Holiness Dalai Lama often mentions it as well, and says that we should remember how extremely kind those Nalanda masters are to have explained so well and thoroughly emptiness so that we can study now, and how fortunate we are to have teachers around us who can explain us about emptiness.
Ma cos'è che veramente di beneficio? È questa strofa che è stata detta da questo rato. Questo è veramente di beneficio, questo perché è il significato ultimo. E questo è il significato che è stato spiegato e commentato dai grandi pandit, dai grandi maestri che vengono dall'India, dall'Alanda, dalla Gazzola, eccetera. Per cui loro, noi abbiamo per loro, con loro, un debito di riconoscenza infinito. Sono loro sulle loro spiegazioni che ci dobbiamo basare per comprendere e
experimentare questa realtà. Yang 다 디카도 데레타 마주 소나무 초사에 주주디 다 디디 다스 현 남자 유명한 소나무 사원들 주댕기 아주 코아코리 귤 그 얘기 양가지 뭐지 소나무 사에 세디 아마 저 지게 이거로 대부 탐구 용이야다 아니 마이티고 용이야 다 총야고 용이야 손으로 던져야다 아마 뭐 이거 와 아니 다 강한다 저는 혼의 사이 주주디 당연히 뒷동반 일이야 초바지니 아니 다 동반 일이야 내가 니 이거를 체다로 공유해 내가 주 체주지 이거를 아니 따다로 공유해 내가 이거를 이 나로를 체다로 공부 있는 당연히 전에 내가 처주지 차대지 체다로 모르는 일이 다시 해야 동반이 공 동반이 공부 가르다 나가로 지니 요즘 말이야 다 매비 인사야 삼삼러지 나통이 러지 말이 응원들이야. 야바도 수능 사지. 제 단지에 텐베이야. 딱 내려 여가다. 아니 지금 사자 강화를 끌고 있는 그런 데서 안에 지구열 배차 복차되나 매제 봄 딱 봄도 쌓아야 되잖아. 아니 왜 이게 저 차에서 또 선물 잠불 잠잠 소리야 그런데 아니 왜 매제 표지에 딱 배추니 그냥 막 시작도 좀 막 이제 차에서 전해도 있다. 고려지 대중요. 이수 중요한데 소소 독당지 아니 취업실을 되지 마지. 디카진스는 미유디 다 당다 되게. 체더마 동반이 되게 인실레 체더네 타야를 탄적이야. 아니 소암사지 아니 제배야 시지 중지. 네 동과 빈중 동과 인상 빈중지 빈중 인상 동과를 세 하고 실지 여자 아니 다 뒤에 탈지는 아니 수험장으로 와서 어디 수험지들은 교조사야 또 교주야지 지리지 수작이나 코알 조예 만조야 타바 탐지신다 코알 조야 참 탑지 뒤에지가 나 수험사하고 얘기 두절 뒤에지가 있어야지
per cui adesso questo discorso che farò adesso è in generale più che altro.
So here I'm giving you a brief presentation of what emptiness is, and if you're new, it might be a little bit difficult to understand and apply it in practice. But those who have studied before, you might have meditated already on emptiness and recited sutras and prayers on emptiness and reflected on it quite a lot. So you know that usually one says that it's necessary to accumulate merit. But we accumulate merit not when we strive to achieve whatever we want in our mundane life, but rather when we meditate on emptiness and do any virtuous action at the same time meditating on emptiness, that's the time when we really accumulate merit. We should analyze that phenomena that appear to us and do not exist in reality the way they appear to us. So this is the method of thinking about emptiness. And if we engage in such actions like preliminary practices, like prostrations or offering mandala 100,000 times and so on, the main goal of all those practices is to accumulate merit through the wisdom that realizes emptiness that goes together with the action. And this emptiness is dependent arising. And if we put effort in such actions, if we put effort in meditating on their emptiness, then we can, in the end, we can eliminate all our suffering and be free from samsara and achieve Buddhahood.
Il significato della vacuità è del sorgere dipendente, che dal momento che sorgono dipendendo i fenomeni sono vuoti, proprio perché sono vuoti sorgono dipendendo, per comprendere chiaramente questa reciprocità. per cui è molto importante il dirigere la propria accumulazione di meriti e fare un grande sforzo nell'accumulazione di meriti per poter avere una chiara e corretta comprensione della vacuità. Non so
se tu ci sei.
So I speak too much probably, and if we continue in that manner we won't finish the text, and I myself really can't explain in much detail that, so I don't want to lie to you about such a subject. So we'll continue reading. So the verse number 10, whoever sees the infallibility of cause and result of all the phenomena of cyclic existence and nirvana and destroys all modes of apprehension enters the path that pleases the Buddhas. This is the meditation similar to the space.
Per cui fino a quando la comprensione delle apparenze di infallibile origine interdipendente è quella della vacuità.
So the next verse, number 11, as long as the two understandings of appearances as infallible, dependent relation and emptiness, as free from assertions appear as separate, you haven't yet realized the thought of the able one. So this is the special quality of the text of Lama Tsongkhapa, because first of all he points out that there is nothing to pinpoint and one cannot find the self of phenomena and the person, and also applying the logic of interdependence to emptiness and the logic of emptiness to interdependence, these two should be seen as inseparable, and therefore it's written in the verse that dependent relation and emptiness is free from assertions appear as separate. You haven't yet realized the thought of the able one.
Don't 通过写几次这话，嘛，上路好不长，啊你，但这是上路基本基础处的了，好呀，就准备呢。但今年是呢，啊你，他上一级，上一级别那么休息的，他当个人，到这些出来是，我们这趟进。当然，开发机构恐怕这趟，他这个就这种情况蛮难的，我落机子了。但是这个他这个话东北的大型都是一好多人说说啊他如果寄给那个啊啊你东北的定中民的国家错的多少也行这里说但这点是有那个人他现在是那么就有个圣经的啥的呀两百年计较的多的落谁啊的
三
件嘛要买的什么一旦要寄给他他们就听不到那么想到那个呀如果寄给错的落几个他，错过落几个拿到了呀？也就错过年纪，级别也算落几，也就算不。
这样，
这样的。
让，
可不就叫人家外人也收点嘛。
哈哈哈
哈哈。我这边送上，他常打的家，他的叔叔你往旁边就是他，绝对值。
让，
接着不几个他接你，俺这老叔叔不忙的，现在他接着不几个，这是多少送的啊？定上就到了，他就是管。
那送。E nel momento in cui sono alla dodicesima strofa,
Sarampache again read the verse number 11. As long as the two understandings of appearances as involvable dependent relation and emptiness as free from assertions appear as separate, you haven't yet realized the thought of the able one. And the verse number 12, when through the mere scene of infallible dependent relation, that ascertainment simultaneously and without alternating destroys all mode of apprehending objects, at that time the analysis of view is complete. So this is the these two verses are probably the most important because once we can think of emptiness and dependent relation or interdependence as being one and having the same meaning, then we will be able to understand how all the phenomena exist. And there is a doubt whether these two realizations can happen at the same time in the same mind. And it's a unique quality of Lama Tsongkhapa's text, because usually we would say that only Buddha has the ability to apprehend the two truths, conventional truth and ultimate truth, in one mind. But Lama Tsongkhapa says in one of the texts, if I'm not mistaken, that it's possible to have those two realizations, understanding that emptiness is interdependent and interdependence is emptiness in one mind. But of course, we should check for ourselves and see whether it's true or not. In the text of Lamrim Chimo,
spinge sul fatto che queste due comprensioni del sorgere dipendente della vacuità avvengono simultaneamente da una sola mente, ok? Non da due percezioni diverse. C'è un passaggio, Rinpoche mi dice che nell'Ama di Chemo, oggi Rinpoche come indica questa cosa, che è abbastanza rivoluzionaria nel senso della spiegazione generale dei suoi.
Rinpoche read the next verse, number 13. That says, furthermore, appearance eliminates the extreme of existence and emptiness eliminates the extreme of non-existence. When you understand the way in which emptiness appears as cause and result, you will not be carried away by the view holding to an extreme. So this is something that Rinpoche mentioned before, that we shouldn't hold onto the view of emptiness being nothingness, or that phenomena exist solidly. So the last verse of this text says, therefore, when you have precisely realized the essential points of the three principal aspects of the path, rely upon solitude, my child, and generating strong effort, quickly accomplish your constant aim. So, having read the whole text and been explained the qualities of each of those verses and the qualities that are needed to generate, that we need to generate in our mind, one should meditate on that text. So it's said that we should rely upon solitude, like Lama Tsongkhapa says, but it's, of course, there are people who leave their homeland and go into the mountain, in the mountains to do a retreat meditating on emptiness, but the emphasis here is having a solitude of putting aside one's own afflictions in order to make the mind vaster and be able to meditate on emptiness without obstructions. So it's not necessarily a physical solitude, but rather mental solitude from the afflictive emotions. And the expression that Chedin Buche or Lama Tsongkhapa uses, my child, and saying generating strong effort, quickly accomplish a constant aim, it's like a present that Lama Tsongkhapa gives to his disciples, who he considers as his own children. And also, this text was written by Lama Tsongkhapa with the thought of benefiting all sentient beings, and he says, my child, and we should think that this is also the address for us, because we are among the children of Lama Tsongkhapa, we are the ones who would like to achieve liberation, and this is a direct instruction for us. So today, yesterday and today, I offered this brief explanation on the three principal aspects of the path. And might have been the case that what I said here was mistaken, or I was confused and I misleading. There is always a possibility that I'm wrong in my explanations, and that is solely my mistake and my responsibility, and I'm sorry for that. If there was something useful, beneficial, and true in my words, that's definitely the merit of my teachers, and it's only through their kindness that I was able to teach you this text today. And I hope that at least a little bit I benefited you, and this benefit is the merit of my kind teachers.
In ogni caso, proprio per il fatto che alcune di queste spiegazioni che provengono grazie alla gentilezza dei miei maestri sono state di beneficio, devo ringraziare tutti voi di avermi dato l'opportunità, anche solo un pochettino, di servire correttamente le parole dei miei maestri.
Chiamati, ma non mi ci sono, e niente,
Per cui non solo penso che in questo giorno
so during those 1.5 days that we were here all together listening to the teachings, I believe we have accumulated much merit all together, and this merit we have to dedicate to those amazing lamas like His Holiness Dalai Lama for their long life, and also for the sake of sentient beings and for the environment. So in brief, for the long life of all the pure lamas and for those sentient beings who have generated bodhicitta or haven't generated yet, for their bodhicitta to rise and be stable. Also for non-believers who don't follow any particular religion to still have kind heart and long life and health, good health. Also, Lama Sobramuche is very kind to me. I am always invited by him to teach in his centers, and I'm sure when I meet him next time and tell him that I was here in the Institute Lama Tsongkhapa and gave teachings, he would be very happy to hear that. He's in a very good health now, but we still need to pray for his health and long life. And let's do it together, dedicating the merit that we've accumulated.
Non è che sarà molto contento e molto soddisfatto di questa cosa, per cui mi farà un grande piacere. Lui adesso ha è molto in salute, per cui fantastico, vi dichiaro in merito anche per la sua vita, perché possa continuare a essere in salute così. Ok?
And also, I would like to thank volunteers, the staff of this Dharma Center, everyone who supports the center and who benefits the center and are equal in their kindness. Thank you very much for all your hard work. And I also dedicate my prayers to the success of the project of the monastery that will be built nearby Instituto Lama Tsongkhapa. And also look at all those sentient beings, all the animals. They prefer being and living in groups, in societies. It's not that staying alone and isolated feels harmonious. So it's better, it's always better to be able to collaborate and live in a society harmoniously. And that's what I'm praying for. in harmony. And especially our young director, and very handsome. I wish that everything goes well for him in his work at the center. Which is thanking the translators, and I was asking my name. I said my name is Dejen in Tibetan, and she says that thank you very much. I might have my speech wasn't always smooth, so you were trying your best to sound it smooth, and I know how hard this work is. I used to study in Canada, and I tried a few times to take notes, and I know that it's a very hard work to do, and thank you very much for what you've done. There's also a practice of offering mandala.
Jo
Allora facciamo la preghiera di richiesta per il Gavita Riduce in italiano, se avete.
There will be a request for living a long life for Sir Konjumache. Fabrizio is reading in Italian, I'm reading in English. Om Swasti, may all be auspicious, all charming lady of seven eyes, supreme mother of the triumphant, exceptional deity skilled in bringing a great rain to fall of the actual attainments of deathless long life, positive potential and deep awareness. Please grant here and now the utmost in fulfilling the aims of my prayers, by the force of your matchless dedicated heart to uphold the teachings. Tenzin, may you live a long life to further the essence of the deep and extensive guidelines that our able one taught to obtain. As the Lord wielding power over the ocean of reason and speech, Ngawang, as the lamp for the teachings of the excellent-minded, Losang, for the sake of leading to a state of peerless, enduring bliss, all wandering beings oppressed through bondage to their compulsions and disturbing minds, may you live a long life fulfilling all infinite hopes through the extensive deeds of your stainless three enigmatic gates. May you dedicate your dedicated heart once more reach out to strive in serving the triumphant one's teachings through your three pure rounds. I request you long to remain as a guiding light for wandering beings in accord with your will in the lands of dispels in every direction.
Aspettate che c'è Michele che deve dire una cosa e poi io mi sono ricordato. Allora, ci mi sono dimenticato di dire che
Fabrizio forgot something that Michele wants to present the project of the monastery so that we can dedicate the merits that we've accumulated for the success of this object of this project. Hello, I'm Michele. I'm a new director of Instituto Lama Tsongkhapa. Thank you, Rinpoche, for these days, for these precious teachings. And it's great that you were able to come back here. And hope that you'll remain with us till the end of samsara. And we also thank Lama Sopa Rinpoche and His Holiness Dalai Lama, because this center wouldn't be able to exist without those holy lamas. And in particular, thank you very much for all of you who are here and for your kindness and your dedication, for your support to the Institute of Lama Tsongkhapa and we hope to be beneficial to all the sentient beings. And thank you very much. We want to say that there is a podcast and audio of Rinpoche's teachings. You can subscribe for the newsletters of the Institute. They're in Italian. And you'll see all the news and links to the events. Yesterday, yesterday's. I told you yesterday that I brought those two pictures, the two texts that are specifically holy, and I offer that touch those texts on your head so that you get the blessings from those texts. It's not that I have my own blessing from my inside, but rather the text and especially the meaning that they contain. I hope you will be able to receive those blessings generate the understanding in the future of what is written there. And I'll put the text here. We have full democracy. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to. But those who want, you can come and touch a forehead to the text and receive the blessings, as I mentioned before. I need to open one. But please don't touch the text too much. It says Fabrizio. The text seems to be quite ancient. After Rinpoche leaves, you can come to his table and with a prayer and touch your forehead. Rinpoche is asking, should I already leave? Is it time to go? Okay, shall we?